checking inwardly and sense what will help you make yourself at home right in this moment. It's a kind of inner listening, sensing how you might, if you need any subtle shifts of how your posture is, what will allow you to sit in a way that's upright. So there's a quality of alertness, yet at ease. And you might sense even what that word means, at ease, just a kind of softening or relaxing, if that's possible. You might take a few full breaths to collect your attention, inhaling deeply and exhaling, and be conscious of the letting go of the breath. Yeah. Now inhale again, a nice full in-breath. And with the out-breath, sense a releasing, a softening, a relaxing. And again, inhale deeply. And slowly releasing the breath. So that now as the breath resumes its natural rhythm, you can sense the possibility of relaxing, open with the in-breath. And letting go with the out-breath. Noticing how much more here you are right now than perhaps moments before. And just sense that quality of presence. A kind of homecoming. In this here-ness, being right here, just listening to your heart and sensing your intention for tonight. Sensing what matters to you. What the heart longs for. And sensing our shared aspiration that our time together may be of benefit, rippling out in all directions, serving the healing and happiness and freedom of all beings. And it's with this quality of presence and care we bring our palms together and chant the simple mantra Om, which is the universal sound current of connectedness. I'll chant three times. So please inhale deeply.
Thank you.
Let there be a listening presence right now. Just put aside any notion of doing anything. And continue to relax. You might see if it's possible to relax just a little bit more. Just relaxed attentiveness. Letting there be a state of listening to sounds outside. Listening with your ears, with your senses. With your whole being. Just shifting from the preoccupation with these particular bodies and minds so that we're listening to our environment. Not to one particular thing. Just listen globally so that everything's taken in evenly. Listen to sounds. And listen to silence. See what it feels like in your being to come into a state of listening. Not trying to do it right, not to reach a goal. You'll notice their sounds, these words, and the spaces between these words. The sounds in the room. And there's the feeling of sounds. And there's the space in the room. Sensing into feeling the space in the room. Notice what happens when you sense into feeling the space in the room. And the underlying quiet in the midst of sound. Let yourself feel that silence, sound, space around your body. Notice the surface, the contact area between your skin and the outside of your body, the outside world, that contact area. Still listening, also including the exterior of skin as it interfaces with the outward environment. Just try that. It's natural to be drawn into the sensation inside the skin. Very much like the outward environment, the inner has things to listen to. Just listen and feel it. Letting go of any attempt to change experience or to figure anything out. Listening to the aliveness around and within you. You might notice that this listening attentiveness has been carried off by a thought. Let that too be like a noise in the mind that happens. You're not trying to get rid of it. It's the purpose of meditation is just to be awake and notice what happens. What awareness does when left to its own devices, just what happens. You might notice when you are off in thought that you're no longer listening to the sounds right here. You're no longer listening to and feeling this moment. You might notice as you come into a state of listening, more spaciousness. More openness. Just notice that openness. Relaxing into that openness that's listening. As awareness loses its fixation on the object, like thoughts, we start to rest in natural presence, in our natural state. Objects arise, the thoughts and the feelings, but it's in this sense of great openness. So let your being feel what the openness is like, what the spaciousness is like. relaxing, listening. The more you rest in this listening presence, the more the boundary between the body and the outside dissolves. Just becomes one life, not inside and outside. In this openness, there is awareness every moment. Awareness is present. The space itself is aware. The space is pure awakeness. Awareness is in a profound state of listening where there's not judging, controlling. You'll notice the tendency to go back into the trance of thinking. Not to judge that. Not even to resist. With awareness, thoughts will stop pulling you so much in time into the trance of thinking. Just keep listening. Relaxing. You might sense, what's it like to be this awareness, this listening presence? Allowing everything to happen spontaneously. You may be listening to and feeling the sounds washing through. Play of sensation, perhaps a certain mood or feeling. This natural awareness just lets it happen. not controlling anything. Awareness isn't trying to change you. And in the presence of that, your body relaxes. Your mind can quiet. The armoring around the heart can be released. In this space, when the question arises, what am I? Awareness presents itself. This wakeful openness. You might sense if it's possible to relax just a little bit more right now. Relax and simply be this listening presence. Again, pausing to relax. See if there's a natural letting go in the body, the heart. simply listening to the sounds that are here. And to the space they're happening in. Being the silence that is listening. Resting in your natural state.